Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. It was a deadly ending to 4th of July celebrations on the Lower East Side last night. At least three people were struck and killed by a pickup truck at a park at Water and Jackson Streets. Others were hurt. The driver, 44-year-old Daniel Hayden of Monmouth Junction, New Jersey, is charged with DWI. Our Monica Guy has more from the scene.
Crime scene tape, broken glass, and debris litter the ground at Corlers Hook Park. It was a much different scene just before 9 o'clock last night when a crowd of people from the neighborhood were barbecuing, celebrating the 4th of July. And that's when the unthinkable happened. Family and friends who live in the apartments overlooking the park console each other as the NYPD investigators comb through the wreckage. This woman lives nearby.
We're a tight-knit community. Everybody's one big family. And they didn't deserve this.
The NYPD saying in a press conference last night that the driver may have been drunk when the crash happened. And knowing that is salt in a wound.
He walked out uninjured. And he deserves to be in the bottom of the freaking jail for the rest of his life. He took three lives yesterday.
Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
A wake will be held in New Hyde Park, Long Island, starting this afternoon for Amelia Renhack. The 30-year-old police officer was off duty getting her nails done for a wedding 1 week ago when a car crashed into the Hawaii Nail Salon in Deer Park. She was one of four people killed. Officer Renhack's funeral will be tomorrow at noon. Investigators say the driver of the car, 64-year-old Stephen Schwally, was drunk. So far, the Dix Hills man is charged with DWI. Additional charges could follow. He told police he had 18 beers the night before the crash and had stopped drinking around 4 a.m. Schwally pleaded guilty to similar charges in Suffolk County just over a year ago. NYPD officers shot and killed a 20-year-old man in Jamaica, Queens, late yesterday afternoon. Police say that they had answered a domestic disturbance call on 94th Avenue. A woman who had been stabbed in the back managed to make it outside to summon help. Chief of Patrol John Shell says when officers entered a fifth-floor apartment, they found a 20-year-old man holding his 43-year-old father in a headlock with a knife to his throat.
They gave repeated commands, both in English and Spanish, to drop the knife. He did not. One officer fired one round, striking the target, saving that man's life.
It was too late to help the young man's 8-year-old brother, whom he'd killed with a butcher knife. There was also a baby in the apartment. She was not harmed. Police have come up with some surveillance camera shots of a suspect wanted for a robbery in Central Park last Sunday. Several suspects, in fact. They say a group of people approached two young men and forcibly removed their backpacks, headphones, and wallets before fleeing on foot. The two victims were not hurt. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. The professional fireworks displays were something to see last night. Some of the amateurs illegally playing with fireworks won't soon forget what happened to them. The story from Long Island.
Let's start here in Suffolk County in Port Jefferson, where a man lost his finger after a firework went in the wrong direction. Along with the 30-year-old man who was also treated for burns, another man was also burned. An 11-year-old girl and a woman suffered minor injuries. In Copaig, a 21-year-old man lost three fingers and injured the other two on his left hand when a firework exploded as he was holding it. And in Nassau County in Levittown, a 33-year-old man is under arrest after authorities say he gave an 11-year-old girl a firework to ignite. The firework malfunctioned, causing a major fire to two homes on Red Maple Drive. Thankfully, no one was injured. Karamjan Singh has been charged with arson and endangering the welfare of a child. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.